I will begin reading James the third. Subject, the tongue is a fire. You got two subjects also. The subject also gives a wisdom from above. First one says the tongue is a fire. I'm going to read the verse from 1 to 12. Then I'll come back and give my reference and my thought. Read it again. Let not any of you become teacher, my brother, knowing that as such we will incur a strict judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he say, he is a perfect man, able to bind this whole body as well, knowing if he put a bit into the horse's mouth so that they will obey us. We direct their whole body as well. Look at the ship. So also, though they are so great and have drived it by a strong wind, are still directed by a small rudder. Whenever the entirety of the pilot desire, so also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it bore of great things. See how great a force is set a flame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of liquidity, and tongue is set among the members as they were defiled the entire body, and set on fire the course of our life, and is set on fire by hell. For every species and beast and bird and reptiles and creature of the sea is tempted and has been tempted by the human race. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men, who have been made in the likeness of God. For the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brother, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain seek out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brother, produce olive? Nor can a vine produce fig. Nor can the fresh salt water produce fresh water. Okay, now I'm going to read it again and give you the reference of each one. Let not any of you become teacher, my brother, knowing that as much we will incur strict judgment. The subject, a correction of the foolish of teacher is the immixing, having in the law of embasement of knowledge and of the truth. My thought, we have to do things that God want us to do, but we have to speak the truth. By being a teacher in the Word of Bible, we're going to have to speak the truth about God's word. Tell it like it is. It's the truth. That's what's going to set us free. And number two, for we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in what he say, he is a perfect man, able to unbind his whole body as well. The reference, but everyone must listen, be quick to listen, and slow to speak, and slow to get angry. You booth of vapor, how can you, being evil, speak what is good from the mouth? Speak out of that which fill the heart. My thought, what come out of your mouth is good or evil, it is from your heart. But I tell you that every callous word that people speak, when they shall give account for it in the days of judgment. My thought, we all going to give accounting for that we say. For by your word you will be justified, and by your word you will be condemned. These two words, justify and condemn, will set you free. When you speak in the truth about the truth, it's the truth. But when you tell a lie against the truth, you are going to be condemned. So we got to tell the truth when you can be justified about the truth. Number three, how if we put a bit into the horse mouth so that they will be obey us, we will direct their entire body as well. It's got a little iron, a little lever thing, a two bracket on the end of it, with the lever back go across the horse head and on his neck and top and the back of his head with a leather strap. When we mount it on that horse, you know, we shove the horse with our heel, our spur in the back from the move. When the horse are walking, are running, are moving, you can direct the horse with the two level back. You pull to the right, his head go to the right, and his whole body go to. And you pull to the left, his head go to the left, also his whole body. When you want the horse to stop, you pull both of them strap, he'll stop. That's how we train this. Tain his whole body as well. I say guide it as well. Number four. Look at the ship. Also, though they are so great and are driven by storm and wind, are still directed by a very small rudder. Whenever the entire pilot desire. You got a big sail ship. You got one big steering column. You got two levers. When you turn that lever to the right, the lever goes to the left. You turn it to the right. When you turn it to the left, the lever goes to the left, so you can go to the right, to the left. That's how you got that ship. But anyway, number five. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it bore with great thing. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. When you're driving down the road, smoking a cigarette in the car, you pluck that cigarette out the car, still light, it gets a brush of fire, a brush of dried bush. It's going to catch because the wind going to blow that cigarette. They're going to spark a spark. And if you take a jar out there and throw it outside, you know the bottom of the jar is thick to hold the whole jar up. When that hit on the side of the road and the sun hit that, that going to turn to a magnifier glass, set the flame on fire, the grass on fire too. Even if you're camping out in the woods, if you don't drown that forest, or drown that fire with water, it's also going to cause a fire when the wind blow. Number five. Okay. Number six. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of liquidity, and the tongue is set among the members as they which defile the entire body and set on fire. And look, set on fire the course of our life, and is set on fire by hell. Okay, the reference. The tongue is a small part of the body, but will build you up, and it will tear you down. We need to read God's word every day to understand what He is saying to us. God is saying everything to us in this book called the Bible. It's leading us straight to Him. Number six. And the tongue is a fire, the very word. Number seven. For every species of beast and bird, of serpent and reptile, the creature of the sea is tempted and has been tempted by the human race. This is what my reference and answer. I just got my thought on this here. But we fail to dominate ourselves. Reason why we fail to dominate ourselves, because God gives these things to us to control. And we fail to do so because we out of order ourselves. How we control something when we out of order? We can't control ourselves. We have to control us first to put us back in order to control these things. Number eight. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. They sharpen their tongue as a serpent. I'm going to say that again. They sharpen their tongue as a serpent. They use their tongue as a weapon. See, when you speak to people, if you don't know how, some people say all kinds of things. Like one day my sister, she was caretaker for my mother. And I told her, okay, that's good. You take care of mom. That'd be all right. And about 2 or 3 weeks went by, I called, said, how's she doing? I said, Shelly, how's your mother doing? Oh, mother got word it'll cut you up like a sword. I bust out laughing, you know. I said, wow. And she cut you up. Oh, you just don't know what mother can say with her mouth. That's what anybody, if you knew how to use the word. But her word just like a sword. She curses, she's no, but she used the word just like a sword. So that's why I said on this one question, when a sharp serpent, when they sharpen their tongue as a serpent, they use their word, tongue, as a weapon. Our tongue is a weapon. It's called how we use it to one another, to make one another to understand what we say or what we're doing, why we're saying it, and why we're doing it. Number nine. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse man, who have been made in the likeness of God. Here we go, the reference. When God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over fishes of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and creeping thing on the earth. My reverend said, I say that was a blessing, the biggest blessing. See, back in number 7, why we could control it then, because we was out of order. Now we still out of order, not all the way, but out of order, we still heading for God now. This book is the guide of life to God. It's a navigator, how to get to God. If we read the book, we will understand this book about God's word that we got. Number 10. For the same mouth come both in blessing and cursing by brothers. These things are not to be that way. Certainly, it should not be that way. Why? Most of us get upset, go to cursing, blowing our cover from what we got to say to a person. It's the easy way to say. Stay calm. Speak. You're a person. You treat people like you want to be treated. Not how they want you to be treated, like you want to be treated. Respected, understanding, and reliable. Number 11. Does the fountain seek out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? No, it does not. See, our fountain, our foster in our house, we got up a 2 lines, and both of them fresh water, hot fresh water and cold fresh water. That's it. Nothing can do it to both, bitter and fresh. Number 12. Can a fig tree, my brother, produce olive? No. Are a vine produce fig? No. Can salt water produce fresh water? No, no, no. That's the end of my topic. My other topic is wisdom from above. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior this deed in his generous of wisdom. But if you have bitterness, jealousy, and selfish ambitions in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. The wisdom is not that which come down from above, but is earthly nature demanding. For the jealousy and selfish ambitious exists here with a burden, dishonor, and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruit, unwavering, without hypocrite. 18. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is snow in peace by those who make peace. Going back to number 13, I give my reference and my thought. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior this deed and the generous of wisdom. My reference. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles so that in thy thing in which they slander you as evildoer, they may become of you good deed, as they observe them glorify God in the days of visitation. My thought, Jesus showed wisdom in his behavior, and wisdom show more in what he do and what he do. Number 14. But if you have bitterness, jealousness, and selfish ambitions in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. My reference and my thought, rather. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of life, which then where is no shifting shadow, visitation or shifting shadow. My thought, if it did not come from above, it is not from God. It's number two people came from number two people came from God. That's John and Jesus. God sent those two. Anything else? No, it come from Jesus, because Jesus prayed to God, asked for him to heal these people, like people afflictedness, hungry, the 1,000 people he fed. Number 16. For their selfishness and abomination exists there in disorder and every evil thing. I got evil for evil is no good. But if we do good for evil and keep doing good to evil, it will close the doors of evil and abomination and selfish. Because we don't want these things to enter our life. When you got ambitious and evil and selfishness come along in your life, those are all wicked things. So God tried to keep these things away from us. Number 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and full and good fruit, unwavering without hypocrite. My reference, let love be without hypocrite, and or what is good cling to what is good. Let none evil cling to what is good. And my thought, we have to do God's will, not man's will. See, God put this thing on the earth for a reason, for we can judge ourselves and guide ourselves to him. We got to stand what good and evil is. Good is for God, evil for the devil. Number 18. And the seed sown fruit is righteousness, is sown in peace by those who make peace. The reference, the wicked ear deceived wages, but he who sow righteousness get a true reward. My reference, my thought, blessed is those who do righteousness and give righteousness. We're talking about God's life, the path of God, going to God. And this book, the Bible, is our navigator, is our path to get to God. God gave this book to his son Jesus to give to the 12 disciples, to give to us, to understand him, not some way, but in every way. What he do is God's will, not man's will. It's God's will that we hear. God put us on this earth for a purpose and a reason. To glorify him, to understand him, to anoint him, to worship him. God is God. He gave his son who died on the cross for everything.